Charlotte's first attempt at writing a novel for publication, The Professor, was rejected by several publishing houses before it arrived at the offices of Smith, Elder and Co. Although the firm declined to accept the novel, their response was sufficiently encouraging for Charlotte to send them her next work, Jane Eyre, begun in a dreary Manchester lodging while nursing her father back to health after a cataract operation. If Poems ranks among the great failures in publishing history, then Jane Eyre must count as one of the great successes. George Smith accepted the book without hesitation, and the novel appeared on 19th of October, 1847. Wuthering Heights and Agnes Grey had already been accepted by the London publisher Thomas Courtly Newbley, and appeared as a three-volume set in December 1847. Following the success of Jane Eyre, the publication of two further Bell novels fueled speculation about the gender and identity of the authors. The publication of Anne's second novel, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, forced Charlotte and Anne to reveal their separate identities to George Smith, as the unscrupulous newbie tried to pass off the work of his author as being the more successful Currer Bell. The two sisters travelled to London in July 1848 and confronted the astonished George Smith in his Cornhill office. Charlotte and Anne, staying quietly at the Chapter Coffee House, resisted Smith's attempts to show them off, but they did find themselves being escorted to the Opera, the National Gallery, and the Royal Academy of Arts.